It's Classical Spotlight, and you may have had a couple of opportunities to see Soli. Their next subscription concert is coming up in May, called The Power of the Story, and we're really looking forward to that. But there have been a couple of great opportunities. You might have heard them at the Brahms Festival and a Love Triangle, and they have a special concert coming up this Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the McNay Art Museum. Their artistic manager and violinist, Ertan Torgels, here in the studios. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It's good to have you here. We are looking forward. This is a very interesting program, and I guess it's sort of surreal. Or it's so surreal.
I knew you were going to work that in somewhere. Yeah, solely surreal. Yeah, it was a great opportunity. Soli actually collaborates with McNay almost every year, and they're incredible over there. And of course, they have really great exhibits. And one of the things that we wanted to do this year was to maybe key in on one exhibit and curate a program that would sort of maybe bring that period alive and for the audience, like different aspects of it, because a lot of the composers and poets and painters, sculptors, they've all sort of lived together. You know, they all inspired each other during those days. And this exhibit, Real Surreal at the McNay, has been going on for a little while, and we picked that particular exhibit because it fits Soli so perfectly. So, and we curated a program.
Art can be incredibly familiar, and someone has sort of told me that scores are sort of like paintings, that they're sort of like that art that's frozen, whereas music is that living, breathing sort of thing that will sort of bring these things to life. And it's that time period wasn't necessarily an easy time period for anyone, but artists, I'm sure, were collaborating. What sort of collaborations are coming along? Because I think if you went to Love Triangle and enjoyed the wonderful mezzo-soprano Tynan Davis, she's actually on this program as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love working with Tynan, and she happened to be in town. So we wanted to make sure that we had her talents again displayed for this concert. She's doing two really great sets of songs. She's doing three Ives songs, and of course, you know, he's, as modern as it can get, and it was really the turn of the 20th century where, you know, Ives was probably considered by many to be just quite off kilter. I personally always loved his stuff, but she's doing three great songs by him based on really wonderful poems, and she's also doing a set of songs based on Lorca poems by Paul Bowles, and those really, I think, are going to be fantastic as well.
We're speaking with Ertan Torgel from Soli Chamber Ensemble. They're performing Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. There's more online at solichamberensemble.com, and we, of course, have links at tprclassical.org. And so you guys are going to do some quartet, trio, duo. What sort of programs are we going to see? What sort of music are we going to hear Soli in?
We're going to see pretty much everything except maybe all four Soli members on stage together. So we're going to finish the program with, of course, Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale. It's the trio version with clarinet, violin, and piano. So we unfortunately have to leave Dave in the back room for that one. But I think we have mainly a lot of duos and a lot of pieces from the 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, just kind of spanning a maybe 40 to 50-year margin, you know, from about turn of the century, 20th century, to the 50s or so.
I love that idea that, you know, Carolyn will be there, Tynan is joining you guys, but there's going to be these sort of different combinations, whether it's violin, clarinet, and piano, or cello and piano. I think there's a couple of wonderful solos that you'll be able to hear David Mullenauer in. Right,
absolutely, yeah. And you know, my original idea when I realized what exhibit we wanted to be a part of was to create sort of maybe a gathering of artists, a concert that has a little poetry, a little song, a little instrumental works just sort of put into, one room, sort of a little soiree kind of idea. So we're also going to have Tynan read some Apollinaire's poems and also some Breton poems from that era, which, you know, both those guys have been considered really pillars of that movement, the surrealist sort of approach to poetry. And so there's going to be a little bit of poems, and we have David reading a fantastic quote from Erik Satie about an artist's how artist's daily life should be. I won't give anything away here, so you have to come and hear it. It is absolutely crazy and makes you wonder, wow, did he really do that?
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know we might be sort of a glass half full sort of guys, but I think you could come early and take a look at the galleries and then go to the concert, or you could show up, hear the concert, and then sort of linger around, because this is right at 2 o'clock. So you could go and see the exhibit afterwards, right?
Absolutely. I think you can see it before or after. It's totally your choice. And one of the greatest things about being able to do it on a Sunday like this is that the exhibit will be open for everybody to see before or after, or maybe both times, because I think, you know, looking at those paintings once is not enough. And maybe with some musical input, maybe some poetry from that era might sort of, you know, bring out different details of the artwork that's on display, which is amazing, by the way. And we will also, you will actually get a chance to see, I think, maybe 6 or 7 of the paintings projected behind during our performance. It's not going to circulate. It's going to be one picture for one piece kind of thing. So it's just going to stay there for everybody to enjoy. We all went in and picked our favorites for the pieces that we're all playing. And so it's our choices. It's our sort of representation, you know, visual representation of what the music sort of tells us, you know. So that should be fun too.
Oh, nice. Well, it's going to be in Leaper Auditorium there at the McNay Sunday afternoon. I would be remiss in not asking what's coming up in May, because I know this is sort of a one-off concert, a special afternoon, one performance only sort of thing. But you guys normally do pairs, and you'll have a wonderful program coming up in May, right?
Yes. Our actually last program of our regular season. And we're so lucky that we were able to do, you know, the Love Triangle program for the Brahms Festival and the McNay. Solely Surreal those are like extra for us, and we love doing those. But our last one is going to be called The Power of the Story. And couple of world premieres on that program by Daniel Asia. Of course, San Antonio's favorite son, Timothy Jones, is returning to sing with us for actually the big premiere. Daniel Asia's Amikai Songs, which was taken from his Fifth Symphony that he just recently recorded and sort of reworked as a chamber piece. And we'll have flutist Angela Rouse is going to be joining us for that program also. And so, you know, it's going to be a really, really, really fun concert also.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll have you back and talk more about the power of the story, but are looking forward to having you at the McNay Sunday afternoon. Ayrton, it's great to see you.
Great to see you too, John.